Numbers, chapter 1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take the sum of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, every male, by their poles. From 20 years old and upward, all who are able to go forth to war in Israel, you and Aaron will number them by their hosts. And with you there will be a man of each tribe, each man head of his father's house. And these are the names of the men who will stand with you. Of Reuben, Elizur the son of Shedor. Of Simeon, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. Of Judah, Nashon the son of Amminadab. Of Issachar, Nethanel the son of Zuar. Of Zebulun, Eliab the son of Helon. Of the sons of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama the son of Ammihud. Of Manasseh, Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. Of Benjamin, Abidan the son of Gideoni. Of Dan, Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai. Of Asher, Pagiel the son of Akron. Of Gad, Eliasaph the son of Duel. Of Naphtali, Ahira the son of Enan. These are those who were called of the congregation, the princes of the tribes of their fathers, they were the heads of the thousands of Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men who are mentioned by name. And they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, by their poles. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai, and the sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, by their poles, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the sons of Simeon, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, those who were numbered of them, according to the number of the names, by their poles, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the sons of Gad, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the sons of Judah, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Judah, were 74,600. Of the sons of Issachar, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the sons of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the sons of Joseph, namely, of the sons of Ephraim, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the sons of Manasseh, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the sons of Benjamin, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the sons of Dan, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the sons of Asher, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of them, of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the sons of Naphtali, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those who were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, there was one man each for his father's house. So all those who were numbered of the sons of Israel by their father's houses, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war in Israel. Even all those who were numbered were 600,003,550. But the Levites after the tribe of their fathers were not numbered among them. For Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Only the tribe of Levi you will not number, neither will you take the sum of them among the sons of Israel. But you appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its furniture, and over all that belongs to it, they will bear the tabernacle, and all its furniture, and they will minister to it, and will encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle sets forward, the Levites will take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites will set it up, and the stranger who comes near will be put to death. And the sons of Israel will pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, according to their hosts. But the Levites will encamp round about the tabernacle of the testimony, that there be no wrath on the congregation of the sons of Israel, and the Levites will keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus did the sons of Israel, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses, so they did.